The unity message could be heard from the podium and heard on the banquet room floor, and it wasn't coming simply from the usual suspects.
The Democrats say, oh, this is all for show. Republicans will keep fighting and we'll beat them by letting them split hairs and they're going to stay home.
That's Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who keynoted the breakfast.
What I want to show New Hampshire today, what I want to show the country today is that we're unified. So please stand if you're unified.
Here's former New Hampshire House Speaker Bill O'Brien.
Republican intent can be as big as our country because the Republican ideals are the ideals of America.
O'Brien isn't a man given to compromise, but he sounded very much the pragmatist when he made the case for GOP Senate nominee Scott Brown.
So I'd rather have an individual who is voting 70% or 80% of the time with New Hampshire rather than a person holding that position who's 99% of the time with Barack Obama, which means 99% of the time against what New Hampshire believes in.
And O'Brien wasn't alone in signaling a new esteem for Scott Brown, who easily won his party's primary. When it was announced that today is Brown's 55th birthday, many in the crowd joined in song. When the singing stopped, Scott Brown stressed that New Hampshire Republicans have a big opportunity this year, but only if they approach their work as a team.
We need to unify and we need to work together to make sure that we can take back our country, take back our state, and really show them who's in charge. Can we have your support, everybody?
Togetherness was stressed by every candidate. Its flip side was a warning that Democrats are also united and wholly enthralled to President Obama. Take a listen to Republican gubernatorial candidate Walt Havenstein.
We're tired of Democrats creating bad policies in Washington, and we're tired of bad Democrat politicians embracing those policies here in New Hampshire. We cannot stand for that.
Havenstein may face the steepest challenge of any local Republican seeking major office this year. Voters have removed a sitting governor after one term only twice in the past 100 years. But Havenstein warned that keeping Governor Maggie Hassan, whose promise to veto a sales or income tax, will push the state ever closer to what he termed Pandora's box.
Let's never forget, Maggie Hassan is spending New Hampshire towards an income tax. Don't ever forget that. That's what her intention is.
Amid the many familiar GOP rallying cries against taxes and government overreach, there was also a more specific, more tactical message. It came from a New Hampshire Republican who isn't running this year, Senator Kelly Ayotte. She told Party Faithful they need to match the Democrats organizationally.
They beat us on the ground. We can't afford to be beat on the ground this year.
Sound advice. That ground game will be decided in just 55 days. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.